This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Donna Brandt, D-O-N-N-A-B-R-A-N-D-T. Date of birth, May 3rd, 1950. Date of appointment, December 22nd, 2025, requesting physician Wayne Chan, W-A-Y-N-E-C-H-A-N-M-D. Dear Dr. Chan, I have the pleasure of seeing Donna Brandt today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having dizziness for the last 6 to 8 weeks. She was in the LS emergency room and started on fludrocortisone. She took only 4 days and then stopped it. When she walked, she started spinning, feels lightheaded, feels about to fall. She fell a couple of times. She does not have any feeling of passing out. She does not feel dizziness when she is laying down. She has a history of seizure 10 years ago. It was generalized tonic-clonic seizure and she's on Keppra. She has a history of migraine. Presently, it is one time per week, bitemporal back of the head, throbbing with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, dizziness, sometime with headache, sometime without headache. Ibuprofen help for the headache. Balance is not good. CT of the head done in ILS hospital is normal. Past medical history. GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, vertigo, dizziness, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, seizure disorder, hypertension. Past surgical history, not mentioned. Allergy to codeine, diluted oxycodone, penicillin G, Toradol. Medication, RXP, Beseglar, Furosol, Novolog. Sustain, multivitamin, Zidra, acetaminophen, aspirin, atorvastatin, clotrimazole, betamethasone, diclofenac, sodium gel, dicyclomine, duloxetine, fludrocortisone, furosemide, hydroxyzine, ibuprofen, labetalol, levetiracetam, 500 mg, 2 tablet, 2 times daily, levothyroxine, magnesium, mesalamine, nystatin, ondansetron, pantoprazole, potassium chloride, quetiapine, rivastigmine, ropinirole, tizanidine, trazodone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives in the assisted living. Family history, father deceased with cancer of the colon, mother deceased MI, one brother deceased with coronary artery, one brother has a coronary artery disease, other brother deceased due to overdose of the drug. she has one daughter. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having dizziness, headache, history of seizure, physical examination, blood pressure, sitting 150 over 80, standing 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart SNS 2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, pulse sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibrative sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, dizziness due to the postural hypotension. Number 2, epilepsy. Number 3, migraine. Next paragraph. Her dizziness is due to the postural hypotension. Continue the fludrocortisone. Consider decreasing blood pressure medication. Cardiology consult is recommended. Continue the Keppra for seizure and ibuprofen for migraine. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?